A rock that spoke a word. An animated mineral, it can be heard. By Spuffy Duds. Read by Helva 2260 and dedicated to LMG, who won this podfic at the Help Pakistan fandom auction. The first thing I feel is a warmth spreading through my legs. They're legs now, free and twitching, not just columns of stone. And then heat everywhere, blood pumping, heat and movement and delight. Yuck! I say happily, and my master blinks at me. The first few days are torrents of sensation, gleeful wallowing in the sights and the sounds, and ye gods, the smells! Sweat and wine and brine and dung and hay and on, rolling on my back in something that died in the street, ecstasy! I eat good things and marvel at the heavy, happy, sated feeling in my stomach. I eat bad things and throw up and vow not to eat bad things again. I eat bad things again. And the sex. There is sex. There are dogs whose parts interlock with my own rhythmically. Rapture. Also, I can lick my own balls. Eventually, this palls somewhat. The other dogs I note are not like me. I grow tired of mounting a bitch and telling her, "Oh joy, oh perfection, the glide, the squeeze of you is heaven, the rank smell of you is paradise," and having her respond with, "New dog fucking me, smells like ham." "Are you not moved, my darling?" I say desperately. "Is this not ecstasy? Have you nothing to say for yourself?" She says, "This morning I peed. Later I will pee again." I lurk under my master's cot while he mounts the blonde one. Note sadly that they seem to understand one another. "Was that good?" I say when they've finished. "It certainly lasted a long time." My master falls off the cot. He stares at me in the shadows beneath it. "Was that you?" he says.
"Was what me?" the blonde one says. "And you're even less graceful than usual tonight. We need a bigger bed."
"Yes, that was me," I say.
"Fine time you seem to be having. Glad someone has an affectionate bitch."
"I, what? He's not my bitch," Master says.
"I should hope not," the blonde says.
"Are you drunk? Get back up here." "I cannot figure out why you can talk to me," Master says. "Questions of philosophy do not concern me," I tell him. "I am searching for love."
"You can get that anywhere."
"Not true love," I say. "Not the love of an equal, of a partner, of a dog who can have a decent conversation." Master makes fists in his head fur. "How is this my life?" he says. "I'm all alone," I say, and howl out loud for emphasis. "Trapped in a world I never made." "I give up," he says, and walks out. He returns with the other dog statue, staggering beneath its weight, and talks at it for quite some time, gesturing frantically until, yes, it stirs, it lives, its tongue hangs out. Master glares at me.
"Rocky," he says, "meet Pebbles. Long may you love."
And he falls face first onto his cot. We do, in fact, love long, and frequently. "You are birdsong in the trees," I tell her, thrusting happily. "You are a scratch between the ears and 16 belly rubs, and the perfect stench of a long-dead rodent." "You are my love," she says.
You are mighty and fierce and toothy, and you must fuck me harder right now, or I will bite your ear off. She is perfect.
Later, Master and the Blonde One will return, and odds are that they will be soaked in blood and monster gore, and will perhaps have stepped in fumets. And once they are asleep, Pebbles and I can lick their feet. Life is good. The end.